Yeah, we'll do some pauses.
This stops and stuff anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're good. Yep.
Okay.
Are we good? It's blue light.
Yeah, we got blue light.
Ching. All right. Welcome to Open Your Mouth. We would like to welcome a longtime brother who finally made it for our episodes. Justin Marsden.
An episode.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So tonight we are drinking, and I'm thankful because it's been 3 years.
I'm always thankful when I drink
for this.
Thankful when I drink.
Yeah. This is a blended Scotch whiskey. It is from the show Band of Brothers.
Direct off the set.
I had a kid.
It was focused.
He had to kill a man to get this.
They had it every episode, right? That's the kind of jam. What's the Josh? Tell us about that.
The distillery.
It's European.
I have no idea.
You're apparently about it. It's hot.
Let's get this.
I think it's good.
It's good.
It's all pot, though.
We're doing hot pot tonight for Thanksgiving. You know what? These guys are professionals, and they know how to drink. So,
I was going to say, I'm not really a professional at anything.
I was getting that.
I was super wasted.
We kind of pregame kind of hard that night.
Where? When?
Beer Belly. Oh. Dan's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's a lot of radish.
You. Thanks. Yeah, that was the night Josh tried to hook me up.
This is like a good everyday scotch. It's like a Glenmorangie or something.
Oh, that's cool. They have a good pack at the sea.
They have a good pack.
Look. Oh.
Yeah. It's not peaty.
You like a lot of balls or a little less?
Give me whatever you want.
More okay, noodles. We got hot pot. We got fish balls in there. And guys, do tell what the fish penis is.
Noral.
What are you doing, man? You want more? Really? What is it?
That's how it works.
It's not how it works. I already gave you
yours.
Yes,
it is.
Everyone grabs everything.
Have you ever seen a real?
This isn't a real hot pot. Shut up.
This is not hot. This is hot pot, right?
This is hot pot to me.
It's a family meal.
What's in here? We got bok choy, fish balls, narwhal penis.
Narwhal penises, fish balls, bok choy, green onion, cilantro.
Green radish. No, that's what you have in your
fridge. We're doing wine. We're doing beer. We're doing whiskey, bourbon. We're rolling it out for you guys.
Yeah, we're covering all the bases tonight for Thanksgiving. I'm very thankful that I'm not going to be able to walk.
What are you talking about?
I don't
weird?
Stand up after this.
No, seriously, what is this?
They're mozzarella cheese sticks.
Oh, shit. It is a cheese stick.
It's pretty good, huh?
Right.
Whatever it is, I totally like it. It's savory. It's so salty.
Mm-hmm. Fish balls.
That's what she said.
Mm, savory and salty.
All these are like fish sticks.
It is, yeah.
Fish sticks.
But, you know, wow. The Bat 69, perfect. I think Dan probably said it the best. It's pretty much every day. Really, really good bottle.
Oh, we're sipping it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's...
What you doing, man?
It's definitely not, like, too complex. It's easy to drink, and it's definitely tasty, though.
All those balls aren't going to be ready for...
Yeah, it's an everyday one, for sure.
Yeah. Good call, Dan. What's all right, that? We're going to pause it right now while we eat.
It has the right amount of
heat. We want to just welcome you guys to tonight, and you know what? We'll see you in a little bit.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Mm. That's nice. It's nice.
Cabbage. We'll just eat meat for us tonight.
Yeah. If I was killing some Nazis, this would be great.
Would you? Wouldn't
I? We're
going to eat meat the rest of the night.
Can toss it in now or later?
No.
We are going to eat meat?
Yeah. There's more meat.
There's a lot.
Toss the salad, Robert.
We got so much shit in there, dude. We put way too much stuff in there.
Well, we have to eat this.
Yeah, we will eat this.
But now that we're using the top.
I'm with you.
I'm totally boiling.
Robert.
No, it's fine. Solid. But I can have more. I have more soup base.
This is fun.
Thank you, guys. Happy Thanksgiving, Dan.
Oh. Hey, thanks, Josh.
Turn that down a little bit.
Ditto. I think a couple Thanksgiving ago, I think you owe me a Thanksgiving. Your cousin said I was invited to one, and I never got the invitation.
You his cousin?
No, my cousin was just fucked up that night.
She's my favorite person to party with. She's like,
she's really
intense.
Fucked up.
She's so awesome.
Yeah, she was the reason why we got cut off at Lowry's.
She did. She was super loud.
She was the one.
She was yelling.
Say, hey, I'm money. Come talk to me.
Oh, my God.
Wow. She was so
good. Are we recording?
We didn't care at all. Yeah, she was totally recording.
Shit.
Totally recording.
Yeah. Yeah, that was her.
We've been getting used to her.
We're like, oh, yeah, she's, you know?
Yeah, she's fucking loyal.
Crazy loyal. She's crazy loyal.
I thought I was going to, like, marry one of your siblings by the time I left that night. Wouldn't he be perfect for her? He'd be perfect for her. They should get married, right? They should get married.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Just trying to get the white man. Bok choy, right?
Yeah.
So, what are these?
Fish balls.
Fish sticks.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
You just throw it in the pot, man.
Did you lose your ring? What the fuck are you looking for?
No, he's just mixing it up.
It mixes itself up. Yeah, he's like, it's like in a wine cellar. He's just turning the wine bottles.
Dude, absolutely nothing. It's in the same spots.
But what's in this sauce, Josh? Like, mine's got just the right amount of spice. You got an egg. I know that. I have some, like, garlic.
Well, when you go do hot pot, it's like... everything. It's not everything. Mm-hmm. I think for our group, like, I made it less spicy.
I know
you like spice, but we started off this way. We can add spice later on.
Yeah, and could we have, like, on the side to add
yeah.
a little bit?
Yeah, you can.
Because I was wondering if we're going to have some of those chilies.
No chilies tonight. No Szechuan chilies.
Okay.
I wanted to just keep it simple. I know there's still the tingliness from the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But
just on the tip of my tongue.
But I really want it to be pretty basic, but then while we enjoy what we're drinking. And what we're drinking, we have light beer. Generally, you drink light beer with this. Anything too much more, it's overpowering.
You're full too fast.
Full too fast.
The OB's perfect.
OB's perfect for it, unfortunately.
OB! OB!
And then we also have a Pinot Noir. Thank you, Dan, for bringing it. Thank you, Sir Keisha, which is Sonoma County.
Should be y'all.
And then we also have whiskey, and we have bourbon waiting for us. So. Eat up, guys. The balls are ready. It's boiling over. You guys want to?
It's not beating my balls.
But I'm going to throw in more meat when you guys are ready. So
there's a lot of stuff in there. Keep
throwing meat in.
Yeah, there is.
That's so big.
It's upstairs.
I'm trying to put them in my mouth. Wait, what?
Can I get your name of the podcast?
Open your mouth.
Yeah, it's pretty apropos. We went back and forth on that for a long time, but it really resonated.
It's still not really settled with it.
You come up with a new name then, Robert.
And you got to speak to laymen about it. People who know nothing about
it. I like that, to open your mouth.
Yeah.
That is cool. You got to throw it at some people and see what they say.
Like when you guys said that, I was like, oh, wow.
Open your mouth!
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
like if you say if you tell it to like your mom and a grandma and they don't think it's lewd or just they're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. We're talking
hey, grandma,
about,
open your mouth.
Talking about food,
like, tossing salads and drinking wine.
Yeah.
Hey, what are we talking about?
Like my friend is a comedian, and I saw him last Saturday. And like, you usually see him with a bunch of LA like hipster kind of people. They're all a little like jaded and stuff. Then we got him into like this place. He did the show in like downtown Long Beach at this Christian Science reunion room.
Yeah.
The most normal people ever, and like a bunch of
till you're on the verge of death, and they won't take you to a hospital.
They don't do medicine. Okay. I told him not to do
they
that
are.
About that.
They
yeah.
are. Up
they
until that. Up until that point.
Yeah, they don't do anything. But these normal people like Zach. That's what I was saying. So if we tell that story to some people, normal people.
I'm going to throw in some rest cases.
Not normal.
Yeah.
What's associated with that? Sorry.
On a side note, do not drink the Kool-Aid.
Do not read Christian Science. What's that?
Rest cakes. They're awesome.
There's a guy that said he hates it.
I said I like this.
Yeah. Thank you. I got more fish cakes coming. Variety.
A variety of fish cakes?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I need more fish cakes.
I want the pizza flavored one.
Wait. Pizza fish cakes? Hold on.
Just got next level.
Are fish cakes like soy? They're bland? You can just make them taste again?
No. This is processed like fish guts and whatever else.
It's good.
Fish sausage.
Why does everyone think sausage is so gross, but fish cakes they don't?
Same thing, right?
Yeah, same thing. Same concept. Yeah.
All the balls and eyes of a fish. Yeah.
Thank you. I have this neighbor, John, dude. He's rad. He's retired. He's like a engineer and stuff. He goes on these hunting trips. He came out with these two huge racks. He killed these elk.
Awesome. Yeah. Elk is so good. You get any meat?
Yeah, he's got like 30 pounds of venison.
Oh my god, did he give any to you?
He's just got in his fridge. He'll invite us over when he cooks
it. Elk is considered to be the best meat of all meats.
It's so fucking delicious.
It's like the holy grail of meat.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, according to hunters and stuff.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the best.
Yeah, you want some hot?
A little hot?
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
These are spicy chili chips.
Good.
I like the spice. I like it when I can't feel anything anymore.
I like it, but my asshole does not.
I'm the boss of my asshole. My asshole isn't the boss of me.
Keep telling yourself that.
That's hilarious.
You say that all the way through prison.
Boss kid.
Did you learn that? Did you learn that phrase in prison?
Is that fish roe?
Is that what your roommate told you every night?
Fish roe?
Wow. There should be any roe, though. It might be the...
Wow. Wow. No, it has to be from the bok choy or something.
That's silly.
Coriander?
Coriander.
Yeah, big discussion tonight. Cilantro versus
Coriander.
They're really the same. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? What the hell? Can we get the phone out? What's the
I'm really happy I got to do this one.
Yeah.
That 69.
You think the fucking pilgrims called
we should put
cilantro?
On, like, brothers
so, coriander, cilantro?
Cheers.
Cheers. I don't know what the pilgrims did. No, they called it like green leaf.
Like green. Coriander.
Coriander?
Coriander.
No, green leaf. Sweet leaf.
Sweet leaf. That's like that was
something. I know.
And then you like...
it's the sweet leaf that the Native Americans gave to us. Like, here, you'll like this. We're like, here, take these blankets. That's fucked up.
Those guys are badass.
Hell yeah, they are.
Yeah, they have no concept of time. It's great. It's like when you go on vacation, like,
oh, yeah.
Heaven.
That wasn't. Yeah.
So, he made a funny face out of it.
It kind of tastes disgusting in the mouth.
Disgusting what? In his mouth.
This is where the rad artistry is. Like, if you're into this and you do all the time, I'm sure you could dial this in, like, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It took me a while to get that perfected.
I like it. I like the sauce that he made me. Yeah. But I would definitely put that in my mouth.
Like Josh's sauce.
Josh, your sauce is great.
It takes about 15 minutes to make.
What do you mean? This?
Yeah.
I thought you whipped it up in like a minute or two. You threw an egg and then all those spices in there.
It was, but you gotta mix it around, let it really mellow together. Get to know each other. It takes time. You can't just rush it and let it just come out.
Yeah, any good relationship in life, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we can definitely apply this to...
My God, this is my relationship in a ramekin.
Thanks, you know, Dr. Josh.
No, but it sat here for like an hour, though.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Well, we waited to boil over because the fan was just keeping cool.
Because, yeah, you mean, because the fan... Yeah, thank you, thermodynamics. You said the protein accepts like all the other stuff, right?
What?
The protein in the egg like sucks up all the other stuff.
Well, it coats it. So when you mix it together, it really just combines it together. Mm-hmm. Even though they're like the proteins doesn't necessarily like become sauce. Mm-hmm. So
like if you're serious about hot pot, you probably always have an egg.
No.
No.
Because
is it just a binding agent or what?
What?
Is it just a binding agent or what is it?
Yeah, it is. It's like a glue.
It's a glue. Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to put it. Because you don't have to have it, but people like it because they like that creaminess. They like that richness when they're dipping their stuff into it.
Egg yolk always does that.
What's that?
Egg yolk always does that.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of people. Okay.
So you bake with it, you like throw out the yolk and all the other stuff, and you keep it in there, like creme brulees and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's consistency.
Custards.
It's a great side agent. So, I want to talk about burgers with eggs in it.
The best.
Amazing.
I love it. It's a
there's
great
people that
there.
Hate that.
Stupid.
I don't know.
Two nights ago, I had a burger with a fried egg, sunny side up.
The best.
And queso.
Yeah.
It was
good cheese.
The best thing I've
yeah.
encountered that night.
Good cheese.
Good cheese.
That night.
Huh?
You
had a burger with cheese on it?
Queso.
It melds it all together.
I'm not talking about the Spanish word. I'm talking about like the you know the dip, the queso dip. I made queso. I'm
this.
Putting on everything.
What is that?
It's jack. It's cheddar. It's a bunch of chilies, tomatoes, a bunch of spices. Yeah, it's a normal thing, Robert. I know you're trying to be smart.
It's like when we went to the German restaurant.
I'm asking what the fuck it is because I don't know what it is.
You've never had queso at any Mexican restaurant or. Del Taco, which is their biggest thing right now, their Blanco Queso.
What is it?
I'm not sure what it is.
I don't know what theirs is, but it's a freaking cheese dip.
I don't know
cheese
is.
Dip. I think
I know
like,
you know what I'm talking
it's like a
about.
Nacho cheese dip, basically. Cheddar mixed with
pretty
like,
much.
That white.
Dan literally
cheese.
2 seconds ago said, I'm not sure where it is either. and you just told him.
I think it's like a cheese dip. It's like cheddar with the white cheese, you know, the one that
it's
they
like
have.
White cheddar dip?
That's crumbly. It's like not. It's like
well,
it's like feta.
If,
but it's
if,
not.
If you look it up online, like 8 out of 10,
right,
eight out of 10 recipes, it's gonna be Velveeta and Rotel. But I wanted to make something from scratch, so I found something more authentic.
Yuck.
It's cheddar cheese, Monterey Jack, a bunch of chilies and tomatoes.
This is a white thing.
Yeah, cumin.
Well,
cilantro.
This is like
grilled onions.
Mexican thing.
Yeah.
Okay, this is why.
But the goddamn egg on the top is this.
It's okay,
is
you
the
don't
thing.
Have to have any, Robert.
Right, I know, boys. But you're acting like it's a Mexican thing that I should know
it's
about.
Ready.
It's not. It's a Tex-Mex thing.
Okay, good.
Right, you're right Eskimo this? Anyway. You're not Mexican.
We're going to have an egg.
Is that a fish pancake?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I think it's safe to say to all the listeners.
Dude,
and
those,
all the people out there,
look at those
the
normal penises now. Look at how big they got.
Well, that's why you can't rush it.
There
rush
are
it.
fish nachos, fish potatoes, and fish sticks, along with the dicks. And the
balls. This is why we gotta film the show. Seeing Dan's face.
They do have to. It's like
who wants that in their
hot
mouth?
Hot pot foreplay.
Dan was like, "What?" He like looked up. He got kind of
where in the hell did you put
what
those
the hell?
Give me one of those triangles.
Wait, what's the white cakes?
The rice cakes.
You can't handle the triangle.
And a rice cake. I didn't know rice cakes, man.
I didn't get rice cakes.
There we go. I got three. I'm good.
No rice cakes. All the white ones.
Yeah,
white
ones
are good.
Of course you do.
Oh, whatever. Dan.
I just want the white ones.
Just
don't want any of the balls. Okay. That's perfect.
Yes.
Cracker ass cracker.
Man, this is great.
Cabaggio.
I like the rice
too
cake.
Much, but I'll take it.
I see why people in Asia have this like big eating culture. Like you just go in and this is like fired up and ready, and it's like so fun to hang out for like an hour and do this.
And drink.
And
then go back to work for your next 12-hour shift. At Nike.
Yeah, like microscope doing an iPhone.
Don't make it bland.
I'm not. You're bland.
No, you're bland.
It needs to be intense, man.
Hey, what is this? What's the disc thing? What was it?
Went away.
Come back.
Fish pancake, bro. It's all fish.
There's more. Don't worry about it, guys.
How's your devil's triangle?
I don't know. It looks like it's well seasoned, so I'm excited to buy into it.
Thank you, guys.
Looks really hot, though.
I know what you're doing here, Josh, but why'd you put water in there?
So the way
I just feel like everything just deserves a sauce.
This is kind of racist, but I can say it because I'm Asian.
Yes.
Asian people are frugal. So we preserve it by adding more water.
Okay.
You should watch Fresh Off the Boat.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I love that show.
It's so good.
So
I'm so in love with the mom.
Oh my god, so hot.
So hot.
Why is your button spazzing me?
It's so hot. She can boss me around.
No. on your computer.
It's LSD.
You hear it?
What? I think it's a fan.
This is the fan for this, so it doesn't blow up in our face. You're talking about the clicking, the like predator that, in the yeah. corner, the predator in the corner yeah. that's been watching this the whole time.
Yeah, like the, like the predator that's on speed.
I don't think that's this.
I'm just concerned. That's the only reason why I'm bringing it up.
Good. It's the fan thing. No,
need,
knocking
need,
up against
need,
it. That's
need,
what
it's all over the place.
The fan. It's a fan cord. No, it's good.
No,
keep it.
If you
We're
do
drinking,
this will like heat
I
up
like to
like
be
four times
cold
faster.
When I drink.
It
I don't want to be sweating.
Thank you, Dad, the non-engineer, telling me about thermodynamics.
I like to take my pants off when I'm drinking, but whatever.
Well, an engineer won't tell you about thermodynamics, but a physics...
Why not?
Is it one of those honey
physics
places right
wrong.
Here?
Actually, my brother-in-law tells me about thermodynamics.
Yeah, why wouldn't the engineer
Did
you
remember
tell
when
you?
We went out and we went to that place called Honey?
Was he an aeronautical engineer?
Amazing,
no, he's
like,
a civil engineer.
That's weird. So he likes physics.
Ice cream?
Yeah,
he does. Concoctions? You moved to that place called Honey?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when we went to Azuma?
That was awesome.
Was
yeah.
Was it one of those?
Honey Me. Honey Me.
Honey Me. Oh, God. That place is amazing.
I told you, man. They put honeycomb on the top. It's the fucking best.
Is there...
I took my friend there, and I told him all about that. I was like, you gotta get the honeycomb. He's like, I've never had a honeycomb.
Fuck the honeycomb. Their coffee one. Their coffee with the ice cream and the honey is...
That sounds like I
okay,
dessert,
go
dessert.
To the place where they specialize in honey and honeycomb and don't get the honeycomb.
I'll get a coffee honeycomb in the middle of the day, but at night, man, you want that piece of honeycomb.
Oh, so good.
Do they have one of those around here?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they do.
Where?
I think closest
yeah.
one. I went to one.
It's the Cerritos Town Center.
Yeah.
That one, like, Torrance, man. Those things are great.
Yeah. This is awesome. Mm. I love honey. It was so good.
Also, Jessica Alba movie.
What?
You know Jessica?
I wish I knew Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Dark Angel.
Just Google Jessica Alba, honey.
I Google her all
that
the time.
That was back when she was. What are you talking about?
Oh, no, that movie.
She's not skinny anymore?
No. Wait, what? No, I was talking about.
No,
talking
man,
about
that movie's
Dark
a cock
Angel.
Tease. That movie's such a. That movie's such a cock tease. She never gets naked ever.
No, she doesn't do that. She's too classy for that.
Fuck that. Go back to Pomona.
Whatever. I mean, you just totally like threw. All right,
what shape
bus.
Was your favorite, guys? What shape was your favorite?
This
fishy meat shapes.
This
out of all of them,
the ellipse, the
this
elliptical one.
Wait, I don't even have that one.
This one's all brown, and then this one's all white.
The ellipse. How about
you
that?
Try that one.
Which one was your
they
favorite?
Have a black
Justin?
One, if you want that one.
Just serious.
They do actually.
Wow.
So they're kind of bluish, but you could be black.
You can be whatever you want to be. It's a great thing about America.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, some people shouldn't have that right, but, you know, because they take it a little bit too far, but
yeah,
that's just me.
Like in Rocky IV, when James Brown sang that song, Living in America.
I love James Brown. God. I was so sad I went to jail when I was a kid. No more balls, dude.
You don't want any balls?
He's got the knife out there.
There's plenty of balls in there already.
I got seriously into James Brown like a couple weeks ago and went down.
Oh, so hot.
What are you doing?
Set on the plate.
There's the thing right here. Jesus.
I don't know.
I went down a YouTube wormhole with James Brown. There's so much amazing
Whoa.
Stuff.
I love James Brown.
Jeez, Josh.
I never
totally
watched
wasted.
I never watched that.
Well, we have mixed scotch with beer and wine.
And beer. We're going to walk out like third degree burns.
Last night was great. We're going to have third degree burns with smiles on our faces.
Like, what the fuck happened to your eye, Justin?
I'm like, that's not my eye. It's a fishbowl.
It's a fishbowl. I ate your eye.
Tell me with the caveat.
I ate your eye. I thought it was a fishbowl. I'm sorry.
Oh, you want any of this?
Crazy.
No.
Is that the Acadia?
No, this is the
Dan and I gotta drive home. I gotta help him.
Okay.
Hey, at least get us to a fucking donut shop.
Wait, we're in the donut tonight? We should go to the donut.
I fucking told you.
Dude, Uber Eats, bro. Just have it delivered.
I'm not paying $30 for fucking donuts.
No, Uber Eats is free. Everything else costs. Carlos is, trust me, he's king when it comes to not leaving his house. And he says
Uber is not free.
No, wait. Is it Uber? I need to text him right now. Where's my phone?
You're talking about Pink Dot.
Yeah. Which also costs you an arm and leg once they get here.
I know. As a pioneer, though, it's great.
It was.
Because you good to drive?
You good at anything.
As of right now? Yeah, yeah. Right now.
You want to see if the guest parking is available?
It's not. And his truck doesn't fit anyway. In any
I know.
Not Josh. It's called booty call parking.
That's true.
Booty parking.
You know what booty parking is?
That fire lane right there.
Oh, damn. That's an emergency.
That's when you're only going to be here like an hour.
Exactly. Hello.
I got the blood orange. If you guys want to mix the blood orange with the bourbon.
It's so good.
I do.
Yeah. What?
Oh, no, I don't want to do it, but I had blood orange and vodka the other night. Oh, it's so good.
Blood orange is my favorite fruit in the universe.
That's this one, okay?
Just totally called him out. Just said no. Just totally denied.
He's so many, like a million
Jesse,
fruits.
It's okay. He knows that I don't give any shits about his opinion. I've known him long enough where I know that like he will like even something that he loves, if it's to prove a point, he'll say it's fucking garbage.
I will not. Marston makes up these nonsensical stories.
This guy is so about, like...
Marston makes up these dumb, inane stories.
He's an agitator.
No, he is. He is he's always the antagonist.
Just only to Marston.
Always. I don't even know why. Like, I'm, like, super easygoing and chill. But for some reason,
Marston.
He wants to one-up me every single time. I'm just
try
like, I was literally talking about,
no,
like,
because you'll start talking about bullshit. You'll start talking about bullshit when there's a girl around. You'll start talking about nonsensical bullshit. I'm like,
are you kidding?
What the hell?
I'm even going for the girl.
This girl competitive thing.
I don't understand.
No,
I'm over here just not understanding. But, you know, I got nothing but love, man.
I'm trying to just bang out his grandma.
I got nothing but love and a tiny penis.
A tiny piece?
I can't believe how sober I am.
Here you go.
Josh, we gotta keep it.
Just leave it.
No. Shut your fucking mouth.
No, here. No. It has vents on the side. I'll keep
so
it right
they're
there.
Apparently not working.
No, it's because it wasn't facing there. No, you're good. You're good.
I see. Yeah. Let's turn on Blade Runner.
Dude, I want to go see Blade Runner again.
I already did.
I want to do a bunch of edibles and then go see it.
Oh, God, no.
I wasn't that into it. I was like,
did you like the original?
Did you like the original?
I love the original.
I mean, too.
It didn't have the noir thing. Maybe I should see it again.
It didn't have enough
Let's
of that.
Let's go see it again.
I did. It didn't have enough
dude,
of
Dude, I'm down to see it again.
Bourbon,
I've been wanting to go.
No, I have a full beer.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm not yet. Thank you. But, yeah, I'm totally agree with you. I love that noir stuff. The original. I love the original. Dude, we watched that like 3 times at your house one time.
Dude, I would watch that just to fall asleep at night.
Yeah,
I love
the soundtrack
that movie.
Is so soothing. Oh, and like that with like the ambiance of like how the like the city
is that,
and everything.
Is that one of the DVDs? Let's just listen to the soundtrack right now.
I don't know.
Am I remembering that wrong? I thought it was.
It's possible. I would just put it on. And just
that was so
it was
good.
The best
thing
ever.
That just show like a spaceship for like a minute. Like,
yeah, and have
I remember
and,
that.
And have like the
when he goes
the,
to land, he's like.
It'll be like a cityscape with a car floating through the sky, and then I'll be like some sort of synth type of horn type of playing the whole time, like super Kenny G, like like putting me to sleep. Like
I love that
movie. And all you hear literally is just
who's ready?
The freaking glass hitting the side of the glass.
Blade Runner was fucking amazing.
Harrison Ford is like drinking his whiskey. His Johnny Walker.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Dude, did you buy one of those bottles of Johnny Walker?
Fuck no.
I wanted to so badly, but...
Dude, I wanted to do it just because of Blade Runner.
I don't even like Johnny Walker.
But it's a blend. It's a scotch blend. I don't want that shit.
Oh, but look cool.
I'm not going to go out of my way to spend a shit ton of money on the blend.
The girls are kind of cute, though.
It's cool how they brought that girl back in a new movie.
Oh, Ana de Armas is one of my favorites. She's fantastic. There's a
want?
Super fucked up movie
I'm
with Keanu Reeves and her.
Actual beef now?
And one other chick that... You guys like movies that are kind of fucked up to watch.
Seen
that. What
is that?
Watch what?
I need to look it up. I can't remember the name of it. But that was the first movie I think I saw with her, and I was just like, dude.
Blood Reddish?
Oh. Perfect. It's super hot.
Yeah.
DoorDash. Huh. DoorDash is the food delivery app where it still charges on some, he says, but you can find a lot of free delivery on others.
On the bottom, is there more cabbage?
Dude, when is that hot, the flavor changes.
I'm out of cabbage. That was a lot of fun.
That's because your taste buds
are dying. What the fuck do we have this in here? We're going to die. That's how we all got cancer.
What was that?
Shut up.
It's an asbestos packet.
It's a fucking condom. Yeah.
They really do cook food in condoms. Just like in that movie.
This is like, do not eat or boil. Call this number.
Too late.
Keanu Reeves is on Neon Demon.
Oh, shit. Knock, knock.
Totally gonna die of cancer now. Damn it.
Knock, knock, man. Maybe I saw it.
Wow.
Who's it?
It's good.
It's you'll find it on Netflix or
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, what's that?
Dude, no, it's about a threesome. These like, underage chicks.
We're
like,
out of vegetables.
He's like this guy that lives alone. Not and they trick him into like having a threesome and then they fucking like tie him up and like all like blackmail him. Awesome. I didn't see it yet though. I read the whole synopsis. I was like, what the fuck? Can you not drop the keep dry packet in there again?
Yeah, please.
Like that.
What is this?
It's the same mix as the other one.
Oh, wow. Dude, I thought we were done with that.
Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
Nope. I told you there's more.
Maybe more beef, man.
The beef is coming.
Crazy.
Crazy is great.
It's all the moving food. It's all the food. It's all the moving food you found.
Really?
Clarence.
The back of the veggie crisper. Yeah,
yeah. She's
gorgeous. That must have been a while. You guys want more rice cakes or not?
I do, personally. I like the texture change.
I love rice cakes, but I'm okay.
She was okay in that movie. She wasn't like super hot. Was, like,
well, she's definitely better looking in Blade Runner. I mean, yeah. She's the same person. She's always going to be gorgeous.
I bet she's pretty cute in that movie, but.
Yeah, no, she's like.
That was Keanu Reeves. That guy's a hot piece of ass.
Dude. And he's a great guy. Like, I would totally date him.
He's a cool guy, right?
My point broke for him.
Ever since Point Break, I was like, dude, this guy's pretty cool. Broke for
him. He is a very cool dude.
He's a cool, snazzy guy.
You know, something that's good.
Wait, is this a different bottle?
Yeah.
I haven't tried it yet.
You see that? Did you see the lawyer movie that he's in?
The lawyer movie?
Yeah.
New movie?
Kind of. It was like 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago. I don't think it even went to the theater, though. It was pretty good.
Much more alive.
Yeah.
Like my own private Idaho? Yeah, that movie was awesome.
I
saw a movie with my aunt. So I was like so uncomfortable, but like, we both were like, weirded out at the same points.
That'll be a pop. Pleasure.
When did that movie come out? I think I was like 12 or something.
Because that tasted like super liberating to me. I was just like, I can't taste anything. It tastes good.
Anthony,
but
I
what I was
going
to say is, like, compared to the last
narcoleptic River Phoenix.
The
those creepy, like, sex shots where it's like paused.
Very vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a very awesome, weird movie.
It's super vivid and weird.
Which one?
My Own Private Idaho.
Mm-hmm. Wait, why?
You should watch it with your mom.
Yeah. Yeah. You're saying I should watch it with your mom.
My mom would probably watch it with you.
Any more gingerbread?
Any what?
Gingerbread.
Gingerbread?
I love gingerbread.
Are you trying to make fun of the Korean beer?
I want some ginger snaps.
Don't you fucking talk shit about OB.
Maybe. Let me know.
You dropped the fucking cancer packet in our shit.
Ready.
You didn't get the top.
That's all falling
Oh, stop it. There's too much food. We're not going to eat it all.
Yeah, what? I agree.
I'm kind of...
Well, Josh is just trying to
dude,
trying
drop
to finish
some beef.
It.
I guess he wants some leftovers.
Josh just really wants to clear room in his fridge so he can buy some more cool stuff.
I'm telling you, this is like the moving package.
It's all soul reader.
This is the moving food.
No, you're going to have to let that sit for a while.
Yeah. And it's like, did you get rid of all that stuff?
Yes, we did. Yeah. My boys took care of it.
Been there for 3 years.
with the styrofoam packet.
Hey, as long as you're not heating up in the microwave with that styrofoam, you're good.
Seriously. We boiled it for like over an hour. Shut the fuck up.
That Bat 69. Pretty sweet.
I like it, yeah.
Where did you get that?
My brother gave it to me as a gift.
Can you get it around here?
Ooh.
No, this brother lives in
is it brother?
Burbank.
Oh, brother from Illinois.
Yeah.
Oh. Burbank.
Burbank sucks. I hate going there. It's cool though when once I'm there.
Don't they have ferals there?
We have ferals. We have ferals here.
They have ferals here?
Yeah.
Where we have ferals?
We have ferals in San Diego.
Water Park.
Yeah. No. What the fuck are you talking
right
about?
Right, the Champs of Gold.
Yeah, and there's one. Then there's one in Brea.
Since when?
Always.
Yeah, for a million years. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
No, they went away for a long time.
Ferals?
Ferals.
There's one in Brea. There's one all over.
I've been to one in Brea.
What the fuck are these guys talking about?
I have no idea what they're talking about.
These white
people.
We're
on record right now.
These white people. What the hell?
I'm really confused.
I know.
You're white.
No, he's not.
You're both white.
We're talking about
what the fuck?
I don't see color. You guys are all white.
Does anybody else want to
probably get that checked out?
I do. Sure.
No.
What about the big yellow house?
There you go. Remember the big yellow house?
Why'd you look at Josh and
they
me?
They used to weigh you.
What yellow house?
That's how much you paid for your meal?
No.
Because we're kids.
You guys didn't know there was a Ferrell's.
Ferrell's is amazing. Remember that huge...
You went to a fucking Ferrell's, dude.
Not in Buena Park.
I haven't been in
Where'd you go to Ferrell's at?
Brea.
There's one in...
Wait, no.
They have a Fuddruckers in Buena Park.
Isn't it in, like, freaking, like, LA? Yeah. Wait a second.
My uncle loves that place. I don't know why. It's garbage.
My friend's a cop in Buena Park. And
it's
good.
Am I thinking of something
completely It's not horrible.
Josh.
That has
what is that?
Is that frozen?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This needs to be extra hot, then. We have to
you can put it in this way.
Like put it in now, dude. What are you talking about?
No, you don't have to put it in now. You don't overcook it.
I'm stuffed.
Oh, you're not.
Close in the events.
You were complaining earlier about how hungry you are.
It's been like 2 hours.
Yeah, dude, you fed us all these fish balls and fucking narwhal peanuts.
There's more? I mean, you eat narwhal peanuts for over an hour. I'm loving it.
That's what these are.
Can I have that sound bite?
On the diagonal. Like
I want that sample, please. Like,
every time you hit it.
I just want like every notification, like sound on my phone to be that. Like,
how good is it though? Narwhal penis and Josh's sauce.
I've been eating narwhal penis for over an hour. Freaking gold.
Non-stop.
Oh, man. What's funny is...
You got totally red.
I can't breathe. What's funny is, like, if we were in another part of the world, like, that would be, like, a common thing. Like people would be saying that. Like,
who says that?
Everybody be like, yeah.
Who says that? Of course. What the fuck are you talking about? You giant fucking gnome?
Well, I'd be like, of course you ain't
gnome. Nobody says that.
Oh, man. Like, in Scandinavian countries, they eat whale as, like, part of it. I mean, in Japan, too. Part of their, like, normal diet.
They like,
crawdad. I think none of our friends have ever eaten
south.
Fucking whales.
I like crawdad. I
haven't heard of it.
Sweden, too. Crayfish?
Crayfish.
I haven't seen one YouTube video on whale ever.
It's work. It's not as much work as, like, cracking open, like, claws and stuff, crabs and lobsters and things, but it's just, like, a little pinch and pull, like, and it's good.
They put it in, like, a mayonnaise sauce and, like, it's like a
Cajun.
Oh, yeah, eating fucking whale.
I'm down with Cajun.
I love Cajun. Like, when their fucking butter. Boats go over the whale,
like spicy
they go,
butter.
Fuck.
Oh.
Whatever you find
chopped
it,
up
you know,
there's some whale, dude.
It's like a wood chipper.
In abundance.
My friends that are hardcore Japanese,
well,
they,
you know, I mean, I'm sure there comes a time where, like, some things are, like, super scarce, and they're like, well, we have a ton of this shit.
They do have
whale. Let's try eating this.
Yeah.
Of course, in Italy, that's where it came from.
Yeah,
and then they go periods of time where, like, you know, they're not able to gather food. They're like, oh, we have to figure out how to make, you know, preserve this and, like, have it last all year.
That's who's eating whale and what?
Salted
things. No, stop.
Crayfish.
Who the fuck is eating whale? And why haven't we ever seen it on any YouTube video or any food thing we've ever watched? Like,
minke whale? Like, in Norway, they eat minke whale.
Have you seen it?
Alaska
eats
whale.
Yeah.
I've seen
carpaccio. They eat it raw.
Oh, God.
What?
No, it actually looks like just like a raw, like, steak.
It
looks
like
really
pork.
Good.
It looks like steak.
It looks
it's that
good.
Red, really?
I would eat it.
It's that red?
Yeah, it's like,
really?
Yeah. It has a sauce. I mean, like,
what about Japan though? Like, I watch all those food things. I never see them once, like, on the
Japan,
fringe
though?
On the fringe, you know, because like in YouTube, like these people are going to all these places eating this food. I've never seen them once go like, oh, I'm going to eat some fucking whale today.
That's probably not going to be like giving all the hits and the views and stuff.
Well, no way. No, I don't even care about that though. But like,
there is a lot
yeah,
of
would be.
That.
Yeah, would
there
be.
There is a lot of noise, because
people would be
though.
Like throwing up a stink about it and everything, but like, well, somebody's going to be wanting to eat that. Come on.
See the great thing
you
about
all
Japan,
these million
the great
foodies,
thing about Japan.
And nobody's trying to eat the whale.
The great thing about Japan is they have that quality control, so you can eat any type of meat raw. And there's not going to be you know, bacteria and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
don't worry about that.
Horse,
we're just talking about whale. We're just talking about getting
whale
and why I haven't seen any videos on people eating
the
whale.
The reason why you don't see that is because of all the freaking...
You're telling me any
what's that ship that goes
all of those
there?
People?
The sea shepherds?
Yeah, the sea shepherds and stuff. Like, it's...
Am I the only one paying attention?
Dude, it's fine. It was bubbling like that because the vents weren't open.
You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready for this.
Well, ready for this?
I don't know if I can do it.
Let's finish this right now.
Dude, this is all, like, this is full. There's no freaking room yet.
There's no room right now, Robert. You gotta eat this first.
I can't eat anymore. Right?
I want some of this, but I don't know if there's enough broth left.
Yeah.
Only me.
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, shimmy, yeah.
He was like,
pass me the mic.
Like,
OB. OB? That was Dan earlier.
Hold on,
you're like, you're taking a limo to get your
give it to me. Give it to me.
Huh?
Give it to me. Throw away.
Do you ever see that older bastard where he takes a limo to get his welfare check?
He's really good. There.
I want that coming out of my water fountain.
Dude, where did you get that hat?
My friend makes it as a hat company.
That
really?
He only makes one and gives them to Dan.
No, he got a bunch. You can buy them.
Limited edition.
He makes all these women's hats, but
dude, freaking corduroy. Like,
I like that shit.
Dude, like, I feel like you belong in like a freaking Old Spice commercial wearing that, dude. It's pretty good. I like it.
You look like you should be running. Just running.
I'm running.
I know, right? It is kind of like first strong, dude. It so is. Like
Bubba Gump. Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
You have your legs
ice
back.
Ice cream.
Life is like a box of
ice cream, mice. Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant,
ice cream.
Lieutenant Dan. You have your legs.
You got your legs.
You got your legs when he fucking sees him at the funeral.
Yeah,
jeez.
You got legs.
He just fucking nods. You stupid piece of shit. Yes. Yes, I got my legs. Of course. Yes.
You kept yours. Saved all these people.
Thanks for saving me again.
I'm telling you, kids, when I go sub on Mondays, kids love that movie still. They
it's a good
all
movie.
Know. You make a Bubba. If you go
Bubba
laughs like a lot of chocolate, they all like laugh.
Are they? Do they really?
They really
know what it is, though.
Or they just think
do.
Like chocolate's great, and you're just like laughing.
No, they've seen
something jumped up and bit me.
I haven't even like initiated it. They'll see it. It'll be referenced in a video or something like that. They'll all go ah. Yeah,
how do they know this? No way. These kids are too young for that.
It's transcended. Well, no, it's like junior high, like eighth grade and up. All high schools know it. They know it. They love it. I don't know what it is.
Either that, or they're just trying so hard to be cool.
Why do you guys think they know that? That's the question.
Why they don't know, or they do
why
know?
Do they know? I think they just everyone gravitates
to that. You know, Jenny's jerking them off. I don't
know.
Can't
you
know
that?
Can you have a regular ginger?
Regular what?
Ginger over there on the shelf.
It's so far.
I know.
Sorry. How long do you think my arms are?
Longer than Dan's.
Oh, there's a fucking chai one. I don't want that.
That's chai. That's for me for soylent. It's a meal replacement so I can lose weight so we can go to New Orleans.
Why don't you just go work out with me?
You look great, by the way, Josh. What have you been doing?
Yeah, why don't you just go work out with me, Josh?
If he doesn't, he can't go.
Damn, dude.
If you can't look good in your Speedo, you ain't fucking going.
Yeah, Josh, you were looking in your Speedo.
While we're driving the fan boat.
Who's got the
Speedo? In the Everglades?
With Andy Griffith.
I really want to go back to New Orleans.
Where are
you? I do, too. I want to go for one the first time. I literally when I landed when I went to South Carolina,
you're like, I want to go back too.
I was like, for the first time.
Feels like the first time.
No, dude, no joke. When I landed in Atlanta, Georgia, I asked someone. I was like, how close is New Orleans to here? And they're like, oh, like 6 or 8 hours or something. I was just like, oh.
This is why nobody respects the English language, because people that speak it their whole life don't know how to say anything.
I agree. We don't know. We mash it up and we kill it.
I want to go back too. For the first time. That's the quote of the night.
Me and Matthew Wesley were watching a video the other night. There's an alligator on there. It was a surf video. And then we go, oh, let's get into alligators. And we went to the YouTube and we looked at alligators. And apparently in New Orleans and Florida, there's a thing where someone brought an Asian... This is so off topic. Someone brought an Asian python and it's flourished, like in the Everglades.
An Asian python?
Yeah. And it's at odds with the alligator. They're both at the top of the food chain. So there's this video of an alligator and python fighting each other.
I think the python... I've seen a python try to eat an alligator.
Yeah. And then look at this.
Split
particular
up.
Video. Josh got a beer.
Okay.
It didn't work.
I can do that because
like
I'm already
just
on.
Gave up.
Oh, they're just tearing it up, dick.
Oh,
tearing it up with my dick.
Let me get that. All that in a beer.
What was that?
Actually, I just had.
What was that? Was that donut?
No, it was one of these.
Canada
dry.
Canada dry.
Canada dry.
Canada. She probably should have broken this up before I threw it in there. The big fucking wad of meat.
Thanks, man. What are you looking at for me?
You do the beef later because it adds a lot of funk on top.
I'm gonna do it now.
We need grease. Yeah, grease and like all that like fur that's on top of
most of this.
Dude, we've been here for like an hour and a half.
What is
we
this?
Just
is
this
beef tongue?
No, it's just regular beef chunk.
I'm also not.
There's another packet, so don't worry about it. You guys can do more.
It's not done yet.
That was done. He's so fucking cooked.
What's keep going, bro. Have as much as you want.
Should I pause it?
Yeah. Let's play some music.
Want some music. More of a
triangle fish cake?
Great. It's a blend.
It's a great blend.
And that I liked. Now McCollum Director's Cut is a fucking port wine.
Yep. You want to have port wine tonight?
I was going to bring some.
I have port wine.
Okay.
You want port wine?
Red. Good.
But you look for it.
Slow down, path.
Yeah. You want ice? Water?
I got this is great.
Dan's got
I'm just really excited to see Daisy
Dan's
Ridley
got nothing but Randy Rhodes playing in his head right now.
I have a feeling she's going to be hot.
Turn off the rails.
It's going to be longer hair.
How'd you know that? What do you mean?
It's going to be
good. He's a solid guy.
Dan, give me your glass.
He's getting super metal. Yeah?
We're going to rinse it out. I'm going to put ice water in it.
Okay.
About ice water, he means vodka that's actually been somehow frozen in an ice age.
Somebody told me a story about the cheapest vodka. They bought some cheap vodka and it froze. I was like, oh my god. Somebody was like drinking that at the place. And
if I ever bought a bottle of vodka cheap, when I put it in the freezer and it froze, I would not drink it.
I was just telling them, I was like, dude, you bought a bottle like the guy who sold you that like at whatever liquor store. He was drinking it probably and just put water back into it and put it back on the shelf.
It's like fake vodka.
Yeah. No, I learned at a very young age, fortunately, that cheap liquor is not what you want if you want to survive the next day. You want, you know, spend money on it and drink water throughout the night, it'll be fine.
Vodka's vodka, though.
Okay, it's like, no, it's not. It's like I only like potato vodka. I don't like wheat's okay.
Potato vodka's amazing. Like, we don't have it, though. It's like awesome Russian vodka. It's like,
we had the Dutch one.
Oh, it's so good.
What's the Dutch one?
Russian vodka, like legit Russian vodka, is really fucking phenomenal.
What's that Dutch one that we have?
A Dutch one.
That's Kettle One.
That's potato.
Is it potato?
Yeah.
Stoli's potato as well, but according to this Russian girl I met, she said Stoli in Russia, Stoli is like shit. Stoli is the.
It's actually Latvian.
What is it? Stoli is the. What is the what's the vodka that the James Bond movies were promoting for a while?
Oh, it's like Morgan's or something, or like I don't remember. There's
Smirnoff.
Like Heineken. Yeah.
Smirnoff.
Thanks, John.
Smirnoff vodka.
Smirnoff, yeah.
Smirnoff was the American to Americans what Stoli was to Russians.
I kind of like Stoli.
Though.
I like Tito's.
Tito's is good too. The hand crafted.
Tito's is great.
Yeah, I think it's like the my jam. It's like kind of pure. It doesn't taste like.
I like Stoli. When she told me that, I was upset. I was like, dude, my whole life has been a lie. Like, I thought Stoli was pretty good.
Why don't you just say fuck you, bitch? I fucking like it.
Justin, that girl, though. Like,
you should have had some balls and said, I like it.
She said that.
Fuck you. She's probably going to bang you then.
She just drinks champagne. She only likes champagne. I know. And that's why I told her. I'm like, you only drink champagne, though. But you're Russian and your accent makes me want you, even though.
But it's just like me telling you, you know what? It's just like me telling you, you know what? Korean barbecue. Like,
I'm tired of thinking about Korean barbecue. She would have probably respected you.
Exactly.
But what?
She should have just voiced your opinion. She probably actually would have respected you. Said she just went about her rest of her life.
Yeah.
No, I told her, like, I've been looking for a good vodka. Like, all I have to this point is, like, I love Stoli.
Oh, sucker dick.
No. He's just punched her in the throat.
She said, why don't you get me a little four boat back home?
That got a little vivid, didn't it?
Yeah.
No, I'm right there with you, man.
Yeah.
I'm tired about all this.
I don't know these girls treat like this.
I miss you know, I wish I grew up in a time where women wanted to be ladies as opposed
what
to
the fuck are you talking about?
It's kind of bullshit.
She just told her your opinion and moved on with the rest of your life.
Like, no, I did.
Oh yeah? How did the story go?
No, see, no, what sucked about it.
Move on.
What sucked about it,
I just feel like say whatever.
What
say,
sucked
say
about
what you're
it?
Telling
Let
us.
Me fucking say what I'm gonna say, motherfucker. What sucked about it was I was like, okay. Well, I like Stoli.
You groveled and you're like,
what
would you tell me? What
since you're a Russian, what is the best vodka in your opinion? And she's like, I don't know. I like champagne. I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me?
You should have said that exactly.
She's not
to
even
her.
Russian. She's from like the Balkans.
She's probably
you
Ukrainian.
Bourgeois pig.
She's probably BSing
you.
You
want blood orange?
She's from like Costa Mesa, but she's from Newport.
He already did.
They're great.
I'll do it.
It's really good.
I'm still babying the scotch though, because it's nice.
I want you to do it. I'll let you out. I'm going to get it going.
Yeah, throw it all in there.
It's all about the collaboration.
I got you, man.
Justin, nice to be at your house. Hang out. Be waited on by you. You're really good at it.
He's a very good host.
You know, Dan, if you unzip your pants, you're going to be surprised to see.
Yeah, check that out.
Hello.
Is that the North Star?
Whoa.
It's the side of that Russian chick that
I know. I feel like we're back to Stranger Things. Like, I don't want
to
look at that.
Yeah, kind of look creepy.
It's part of the Scientology cult.
Yeah. So you're like Scientology young.
Yeah. Or Justin, you probably change it with his person.
He's not off. We're just going to lock you outside.
It'll be fine. I just need to drink more water and I'll be fine.
I got to play in the sweat and then. You have to be okay, man.
Every new idea is something that has just been replicated.
That's what your mom told you.
There's no original.
You're not very original. Everything's been done.
Your mom just told you weren't very original your whole life. That's all.
As humanity grows, the chances of being truly original are fucking so far in between.
True. But I'm saying.
He's just been like, fuck you, mom.
It's hard to do
that. No, exactly.
He's got problems settling ladies.
You have,
fuck you. I'm going to do what I want.
You can have a new idea, but to you should calm that down.
Why'd you turn it up, man?
Yeah, no, it's pretty much done cooking. It's good to go. Yeah, I just had some meat. It's good. Go for it, boys.
You got some Skinner in the background?
Hell yeah, dude.
What's going on?
I don't want any of that anymore. I'm good. I'm going to drink these drinks.
Dude, I
want
to have a freaking...
Take my pants off.
I don't wear pants in my house.
I'm not wearing pants now. I took
this is not your fucking house, though.
I'm so that's why I'm wearing pants.
But why is in the
I'm
fucking next room?
I'm right now, man.
There's a tablecloth.
I am showing lots of respect.
There's a tablecloth. What's the problem?
Because I don't wear underwear either. No,
commando.
Oh, dude, no way. Your ass would be
I'm
sweating
G.I.
out.
Joe, bro.
Your ass would be sweating out of your pants at work. You need like a man pond.
I'm sure they have like.
You never saw that Jimmy Kimmel?
I was gonna say, dude, the man show. Didn't they have something like
it's
that?
It's a man pond, dude.
Oh my god.
So the boss asked.
Should we stop recording? Should we do a cheers out?
Oh, it's still recording?
Let's kind of start again.
You shouldn't tell us.
That's smart, dude.
You shouldn't tell us.
It's on.
That is how you get the blackmail. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't toast water. It's bad luck.
It is bad luck.
Yeah, bad luck, dude.
Here.
Fuck out of
here. Here, toast this. Toast this.
Okay. Toast these balls.
Try some of that.
Toast these. Thank you.
There you go.
You're welcome.
Just pounce it.
It's good. It's a blood orange soda with bourbon.
Actually, he created
it. Oh, Josh is full.
Yeah.
Josh can't even finish, dude. Why do you keep putting stuff in there, man?
Finish your balls, dude. Eat them.
Josh is like, I need to get rid of it.